Hey there. Good evening. Good morning. Wherever you are. You there, Brother Michael?
Brother Nick, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah. Wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
How
Yes, everything is fabulous. Ah, yes, the joys, the joys, the joy and the peace. So here we are, and what a wonderful call. I know you sent some very intriguing bullet points, so maybe you can kick it off with...
Yes. So, hello, everybody, and welcome to the call. The call is a call for men. That doesn't mean it's not relevant to women either, but it's very much directed towards the men, and the women will probably be interested as well, especially if they have, you know, a man close in their life. So what is a genuine spiritual warrior is the subject of the call. What is a genuine spiritual warrior? A call for men. So let's just start again, like we always do, with the context. So here we are in this crazy world, getting crazier by the day, unless you live under a rock and have no window whatsoever into mainstream humanity, you will have noticed that things are getting crazier and crazier. And this is just the way it is. So as men, spiritual warriors in a world that is going through a huge transition, and undoubtedly there is some kind of vague, quote-unquote, awakening going on. It's kind of debatable what that actually really means, and how relevant a lot of what is classified as awakening actually is. There's a tremendous amount of confusion in the world. And women, the more sensitive feeling members of society, really need for men to be very, 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 very solid within themselves. The the classic phallic symbol, the Shiva Lingam, the masculine image, is of something hard and solid, erect, and just stands there like the mountain. And this is really our job as men, is to above all else hold a solidity and a stability in this crazy world that's getting crazier. And of course, to do that, we need to be grounded, absolutely, utterly grounded in truth that we experience within ourselves as a living spirit within us, not as ideas or information or things that we believe or good news or opinions or philosophies, perspectives, and all of this stuff that fluctuates and changes like you can change your socks, but a living truth that you can stand in and be rock solid no matter what. That's really the role, as I see it, the position that we're called to embody in this world. And that's really what being a warrior is all about. And one of the first points that I'd love to discuss, and, you know, I'd like to get Mike's thoughts on the, you know, on the context and just expand a little bit on what I just said there. one of the most damaging things that's happening to men is there is an old warrior model being promoted in the world and has been for a very long time, which is very much about fighting, you know, being a soldier or a you know, that kind of a warrior where there's, you know, muscles and violence and, you know, you need to express yourself in a very, you know, dynamic way. Perhaps you're interested in fighting, you need to go to the gym, you need at least to be able to, you know, punch the bag and lift weights and be tough, you know, and all this stuff, yeah. Well, this is obviously an outdated model that really doesn't serve, and it's all based on body consciousness and therefore has no roots in the stability that we're talking about. So we're introducing a new warrior model here, and I'd love to get Brother Michael's thoughts on that.
Yes. So it's a different kind of world we're living in now. And I just wanted to, excuse me, I just wanted to expand what you were saying, Nick, just a little bit about the context of the times, and this idea that men, to be a man, you need to go to the gym, you need to have big muscles, you need to sort of, you know, strut around the place, you know, knocking people down. If they look at you, then you have to sort of, you know, reprimand them for it, and that whole thing. That is a very outdated model, like you're saying. And a lot of men are still stuck in that idea, which you can see clearly just by looking on TV or just wandering around looking at how men act in general. And we need to be able to come to a place of spiritual power, which is power from the divine light, spiritual power, and then focus that power that we experience into specific actions that are uplifting ourselves and those around us and the world in general. So men have a unique ability to focus on one thing hardcore until it's done. And that's, you know, this is, we're spiritual beings, we're neither male or female, really, and all of us are kind of the same. But being in a male body, for some reason, I don't actually understand all the kind of biological reasons for this, but it's very obvious between men and women. Women are more able to multitask and to, you know, take care of lots of things because women are the mothers. You know, men can't be mothers. Men might want to be a mother. They can't give birth to children. Yeah, no man has given birth to children. That's the women's role. And so as women give birth, they need to be able to manage the babies and the other kids and all these different things all at the same time, so they can handle a lot of different things all at once, right? Men can't do that as easily. And men are designed to be much more focused. And unfortunately, that focusing energy oftentimes has gone into work, 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 and that's about it, you know, sex and work. And being macho and sports, you know, that's kind of mostly where the male energy is. And if you go to a shop, I always find this interesting, when I go shopping for clothes, I'm wandering around, I'm like, how come all the men's clothes are like plaid shirts and they're all like just stiff? It's almost like men have been cursed with having to be like the square, everything has to be square and stiff pretty much. And so we need to break out of this and recreate a new man who is getting spiritual power, not physical power. So instead of going to the gym, you tap into the power. You do your prayers, you do your meditation. And then from a place where no matter what happens, you're not affected by it because you have power internally. You can make decisions about what to do and what not to do that are positive decisions, and that actually ends up holding down those around you, and especially women who are, not that women can't make decisions, of course they can, not that women can't have spiritual power, of course they can have spiritual power, but men have a unique focusing power. So that means you're in a position where if you want to, you can use this innate gift, this innate blessing, to focus on receiving God's light, God's love, God's power into you, and have very powerful meditation, have very powerful prayer, have very powerful spiritual practice, and be able to actually use your life in a way that uplifts humanity rather than destroying the world and going around, you know, thinking that you're the man, so to speak. So, you know, I think that's the important distinction. I just wanted to mention a little bit about that. And do you want to expand on that, bro? Just this clarity about the differences, because I think just understanding, before we go into too much depth, what is it that makes a man compared to a woman? You know, obviously there's biological things, but for me it's just that focusing power. That's the critical thing, one of the main things.
Yeah, that I read some interesting stuff on that. I've done a bit of research on that. And because the woman basically, you know, biologically, the nest builder and the child bearer, so she has you know, the spatial awareness to keep an eye on the baby while she's doing the cooking, while she's talking to her friends, you know, while she's doing something else. It's spatial awareness. We're the this research was, you know, very much, you know, how we're biologically wired. And we're very much the focus, you know, the Exocet missile, laser beam focus, you know, go and kill the thing and drag it back to the cave energy. We're, you know, we just have this, our brains are wired differently for performance. And so, obviously, you know, we could talk about this all day and, you know, well, you know, I can multitask, you can multitask, we can all multitask, blah, blah, blah. But the point is this. Using our focusing power to focus and be very, 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 very solid in the certainty of our connection to our own divinity, to God Almighty within ourselves. Or say God Almighty from within ourselves. And to be absolutely unshakable in that connection, using the focus, using our innate God-given ability to focus and laser beam intensity to hold that connection with our spiritual connection to God within ourselves. And then what we do is we provide a stable, solid, consistent, you know, immovable, hard, real deal, deeply rooted sense of self and experience, spiritual experience within ourselves, which allows the woman and allows the feminine to undulate, to fluctuate, to go through the emotional waves, to process the emotional content, to process the feelings, to, you know, to go through the whole spectrum of her own experience, which is a different one to ours. And but if we're, this is one of the, you know, the big cons of the new age thing about feminizing men, encouraging men to get into their own femininity, people taking that literally and men literally becoming feminized. So instead of men being comfortable in their masculinity, and the difference is i.e. the, you know, the different, where we have the different emphasis is, and to really get into this hardcore laser beam focusing certainty, we're being encouraged to move into this much more feminine, you know, emotional process realm. And it's just not working.
It's just not working.
And if we're all in a flux, constantly in a flux, and if we think that there's some value in process, and if we just process enough, we're going to get there, it's just not true. You can see that. The evidence is in. I'm in Ubud, in Bali, and I spend time in Ubud, and I moved out of Ubud, actually. I just really had enough of the place. But for a good, like, 4 or 5 months, I was there. And I had so many clients that were teachers, you know, extremely successful people with really successful pumping businesses, websites, coaches, international authors, workshop leaders, healers, this, that, and the other. You know, it's like the who's who of the top spiritual people in the world, allegedly, you know, live in Ubud or visit Ubud all the time. And I had a lot of them as my clients during those 4 or 5 months. And I was just observing these people who are teachers and leaders are absolutely stuck in their process. And they're really have, we've brought this process thing into that this process is what it's all about. Well, what we're into at Superhero Training is, yeah, there is a process going on, but what we're really into is making a choice within ourselves, choosing to stand in the truth of our being, which is a transcendental, liberated sense of self. It's not going through a process. It's not going through a process at all. It's the ego and the personality and the illusory self that appears to be going through a process. But you can disconnect from that in a second. And that's what we're teaching you to do at Superhero Training. Go beyond all that and exist in a pristine experience of yourself that is beyond all that process stuff. So as a man, we need to be grounded in the world, in the certainty of that. No matter what. Michael.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can either focus on the process all day long, and it's just like this endless cycle that just keeps getting more and more and more into expansion. Or we can focus on perfection, our own divinity, in other words. And when we experience that, because it's always there, we're always divine beings, just that we forget we are. And as soon as we bring back our consciousness to who we are, then we immediately feel, all right, everything's great now. It's great now. It's not great next year once I process for a year. The process is just an addiction to the ego's latest nonsense, basically, and it just goes on. So we need to give it up, use this focusing power we have to focus on our own divinity, our own power, our own perfection, see that, experience that, and immediately we feel better. Yeah, it's a second. Jivan Mukti in a second, not in a year, not after a process. Jivan Mukti in a second. Yeah, clap of the hands, flick of the wrist. You know, it's like boom, job done. And obviously we have to do this again and again and again. It's not that you do it once and then you're good to go. You do it as much as you can. Keep waking up. And men have a wonderful ability to hold the vision, yeah? Not that women can't do it. You know, we're not trying to... See, I want to mention something before I go into this, that in our world, there's this political correctness going on, yeah? Everything has to be politically correct. And what it does is it stops people speaking the way they want to. You have to sort of censor everything, yeah? So, for example, women, generally speaking, naturally are designed to look after the kids, yeah, better than the men are, yeah? But women are also, in our society, expected to be able to run, you know, businesses and be CEOs and do everything else that a man does on top of being a mother, and they're supposed to not be stressed about that. And that leaves the women feeling stressed out because they're trying to do all these things too much, too much, too much, too much. It's not in their design to do that, yeah? And then that leads men wondering, what am I supposed to do? Do you know what I mean? Because there's women have become men. A lot of women, thanks to feminism, have become like men. Now, what I've just shared might be considered not politically correct. But if you look at the women who have become men and given up their femininity in order to become men, and you look at the men who've given up their masculinity to become basically like women, they're not normally very happy people, and they're not very effective people. So, you know, we're living in this world where, like, everything's supposed to be all right. You know, rather than saying, hang on a minute, things are a bit off here, we're supposed to just say, oh, no, 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 everything's fine, it's all good, don't worry about it. You know, let people be whatever they are. People can be what they are, but what we're trying to help you do in CBO training is come back into balance from a spiritual perspective and back into balance with who you are and what is your role in your life at this point in history. And so as you come to that spiritual power, men have a unique ability to hold the vision. Yeah? So you can see where we're going. Yeah? A man can see, okay, this is where we're going to. This is the direction. It's over there. Right? You hold the vision and create something. And men are very good at having ideas and holding visions and saying, right, it's over there, that's the way it is, right? And then that helps other people and also the women in their lives, often, you know, your relationships, to move towards that. You can hold it, call it out, and then the women are very good naturally at sustaining the creation. Yeah, man is the creator, woman is the sustainer. Yeah, like in my relationship with Ariel here, this is like we're men and women. Yeah, and I create things, and she sustains them, and she does a great job of sustaining. I can't sustain things; it drives me insane. And she can create things, but she doesn't like it. And when she does, it doesn't work as well as when she sustains things. And so that might be considered not politically correct. Well, she should be holding the vision and I should be sustaining it, otherwise I'm being sexist or something. But actually, when we've tried all sorts of different things and it just works better, and she'll tell you the same thing herself. So men hold the vision. Yeah? You have the ability to go deep within yourself, with your spiritual practice, get the nishchay that Nick's always on about, yeah, nishchay, the certainty. So you're in the power, and from that place you feel safe inside of yourself. And as you feel safe, you can relax, you can genuinely calm down, breathe and relax, and come into a peaceful place, a peaceful warrior. Yeah, we're not violent warriors, we're gentle warriors, peaceful warriors. And then from that place of peace, you'll be gifted with divine visions, clarity. Yeah, men have clarity. You can see clearly. And then as you communicate that clarity, it serves all those around you through the clarity. Yeah. People come to me all the time for clarity. Yeah, most people are not very clear about most things, and they ask me to help them see clarity. So I want to help you, the men, be in a position where you see your own clarity so that you can help other people as well. Yeah. So the vision and the clarity, and these two things are unique gifts that are given to you after and only after you go deep into the nishchay and receive the spiritual power.
So we should have a little experience here right now. And this brings us to the second point we're talking about on this call, how to use your masculinity to connect with your higher power. So this certainty, this ancient Sanskrit word called nitya, is basically faith. It's the distilled essence of faith. Now, you can use your innate God-given capacity to focus and burn with intensity and concentrate that you're biologically predisposed to as a man. You can use that ability to focus on the certainty within you, the deep intuitive inner conviction that already exists within you. You don't have to cultivate it. You don't have to nurture it. All you have to do is find it. It exists within you. So we're going to experience this in a moment. And this certainty, this faith, is your anchor point in your spiritual connection. And it's this anchor point that in your spiritual practice, you need to take deeper and deeper and deeper. Because the world is becoming more and more unstable, and it's going to get more and more unstable. Like Mike was saying, you know, we're not into being politically correct. We're not pretending everything's okay. It's going to hell, and it's going there very quickly. And there's a very good reason for it. The reason why it's going to become more and more unstable is because it's made of energy. Everything that we can see, everything that we can touch, including your physical bodies and everything in the physical world and the physical universe, is made of energy. And it's all being affected by consciousness. And it's all being orchestrated by life. And life is changing. Consciousness is shifting. And so energy is moving as well. And that means the landscape, the context, the movie that we're all convinced is so real is going to be becoming more and more and more unstable, unpredictable, and trippy. And so we need to be living from a depth within ourselves which is greater than the depth of the context of the material world. So if you're running around in this material world in the classic archetypal modern warrior model, and you're trying to be a good spiritual warrior, so you're getting more in touch with your feminine nature, you're getting into process work and emoting more and expressing your feelings and talking about this and talking about that and getting into, you know, feminine inspired discussion groups and circles or relationships and what have you, and you're doing all your protocols to become more successful in this model. Your roots are very, very shallow. Your anchor point is very, very low. So what we need to do is to wake up to reality. We need to understand that we need to be living in a greater context. And this is what the whole spiritual path is all about. It's faith in the unseen. It's your commitment, your investment in something that you can't see, you can't hear, you can't touch, you can't smell, you can't taste. And really and honestly, as you look around this physical world, there's very little evidence or support for your faith. It's faith, but it's not blind. When you go to that, when you deepen your anchor point within yourself, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper into your beingness, the being, the real you, that actually exists in this deeper, greater context, that actually knows that life's eternal, and this realm is all an illusion, and despite how how bad it seems and how overwhelming most of the challenges appear to be in this world, everything's okay in that place. So Nietzsche is the word for the certainty of that. And the practice, over and over and over and over and over, is the deepening of that certainty, of the moving out of the sense of self that needs to that's bound up in the world, moving into a deeper sense of self that exists beyond the world. So let's just have an experience of this, and we're going to use our masculinity here to connect to our higher power. So let's just begin by taking a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Let's just soften the face. Make sure you've got a nice, soft, golden inner smile going. One of the things we do, we can be guilty of as men, is trying too hard, carrying the load, being the, trying to carry the whole thing up the mountain ourselves. We need to soften and allow ourselves to surrender with reverence, humility, respect, love, and gratitude to the higher presence, to the presence of God. So softening the breath, softening the face, smiling the golden inner smile, looking up within yourself, looking up within yourself. So you're kind of looking up into the center of your brain, like the forward center of your brain, looking up into that higher seat of consciousness in your brain towards the light. There's light in there. And it's not in the thinking part of the brain, the computer part of the brain, and it's certainly not in the reptile part of the brain. So we're looking up into that higher seat of consciousness, smiling the golden inner smile, softening the face, taking a few breaths, and just allow yourself to surrender to the presence of God. You can bring your hands together in front of your heart. And you can just open those hands very, very slightly, as if you've got a little butterfly in there or a tiny little baby bird, something that you've treated that's very delicate, like a little flower or something, and just gesture from your heart that you're offering your heart to the presence of God right now. And I want you to breathe, soft, gentle, deep breath, with an increasingly deeper sense of certainty, faith, Nitya, focusing on faith, certainty, Nitya, from that heart space, looking up within, smiling the golden inner smile, so that golden point of light within yourself. Breathing, increasing, deepening certainty that what you're breathing and what you're experiencing, what you're surrendering to, is the presence of God. And I want you to feel for the burning certainty in that. As a man, as a warrior, I want you to get in touch with the burning warrior fire of Nietzsche within you. The thing inside you that never, ever wobbles or ails. I want you to get a hold of that place. get a hold of that point, get a hold of that depth within yourself, that certainty, that new space, and take it deeper. And as a man, like a warrior holding his spear or holding his sword, I want you to make that nisce your weapon. The thing that you need in this world more than anything, and you do not lay it down. Soft, gentle, deep breaths, focusing. It's like an alchemy. It's coming from the love in your heart, tenderness in your heart, focal point in the higher center of your brain, golden in the smile, and a burning certainty that's going deeper and deeper within you. It's soft, yielding surrender to the higher power with tenderness. But within the heart, absolute heart and core of it, is a burning, intense, masculine, warrior certainty. That's the epicenter of the focus. And the more you practice it, the more you realize how natural this is. And how you can maintain this. It's a choice. And how everything in the world and just about every single person you meet and every interaction you have will be a challenge. That you're going to have to make a decision whether you want to focus on this inside of yourself and hold this perspective, or you're just going to let it go and get caught up in the energy of someone else in the situation you're in. And what you need to do as a man, as a real spiritual warrior, is walk through the world with this attitude burning inside of you and not let it go. You can do it all the time. It just takes awareness. It's a choice. Remembrance. And like Mike said, you keep going back to it, you keep going back to it, you keep going back to it. And this brings us to the third point, what a woman really wants and needs from a real spiritual warrior. That's what she wants and needs. She wants a man who knows who he is, who's standing in his own certainty and knowingness and has that stability and depth, and he's anchored in. And then she will entrain to that. And it will absolutely stabilize her. Totally. The women, because there's so much, it's the, you know, in all the mythologies, it's the woman that gets us in trouble. It's Eve who ate the apple, tempted by the serpent. It's Sita that ran off with the white deer in the Hindu mythology. So that's not having to go at women. What that's saying is that the feminine nature, because of its feeling sensitivity, is more easily seduced by the illusory nature of life. Especially the sensual and the, you know, the sensual pleasure. Because it's got a laser beam burning, focusing nature, it has this, you know, capacity for diffusion all the time. So it's no use you as a man going to that party, trying to get in, you know, become one of those. That's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, the woman is not going to be thanking you for crying. Like, if a woman's crying and needs your help, if you join the party and start crying and getting all emotional, you can't help her. Yeah. And what we're saying, again, this isn't about saying women are the gateway to hell or anything like that. And that's not what we're saying. We're just saying the feminine nature within has the capacity to go, ooh, what about this, what about this? And oh, I'm feeling this, and I'm feeling this, and oh, I'm upset about this. And if everyone did that all the time, then where would we be, you know? So what we need to do is have the nishchay, come back to the power, feel strong in ourselves, stay focused on the main thing, which is that connection, that power, that spiritual light, spiritual love. And as a spiritual warrior, we don't fight other people unless we have to, yeah, but then most of the time we don't need to fight anyone, yeah, physically, unless we're at war or something. But we use that spiritual power against the madness within ourselves. Yeah, that's where we should be using our weapons. So if your own dark side and these forces come to you and try and seduce you and complicate things and screw you up and, you know, all the usual stuff that gets off track. Yeah, if you find yourself like all over the place, you use the sword within you to smash that thing, you know. And I think we have to have access to the sword inside of us. Yeah, I have a huge sword inside of me that I don't need to use very often. I'm not carrying it around, and I don't use that energy on other people. But I need to have it in myself to destroy the madness that otherwise would come up and try and sabotage my life. Still tries to sabotage it, yeah? So when you have that, you kind of have authority, rulership, yeah? The ruler, the master, the emperor over your lower domain, lower energies. Because if you don't have that sword and you don't have that power, all this nonsense comes up. And then we become overwhelmed and get all caught up in things. And then how can we be there for anyone else? Yeah, so you've got to have the sword. The spiritual warriors have a huge weapon, yeah, that they use on the negative parts of them that are trying to take over the kingdom. Because there's a war going on inside of us. And who's going to win? You know, are you going to let your ego win? You know, all these desires, lust, anger, greed, neediness, and all these things that might come up, you know. Or are you going to destroy those things that are trying to take over your mind and over your life and return back to your sovereignty of power and peace? And then from that place, rule your kingdom of your life and be of service to everyone, including yourself. And the women, of course, are going to massively appreciate that, yeah? Because it helps women feel safe. Yeah? It helps women feel safe when you feel safe. So if you feel safe in yourself and secure in yourself, then you allow everyone else around you to relax and feel safe. But if you're upset in yourself and stressed out and worried and confused, then everyone else is going to be tense and anxious. So there's a huge responsibility. And the interesting thing is that most men, for one reason or another, are not interested in God and spirituality as much as women are. You know, whenever we do talks and lectures and things like this, there's always at least 75% women in nearly every case. Have you noticed that, bro? It's like almost all women in these spiritual gatherings. And so, so spirituality somehow is like women are more attracted to it, and not very many men, for multiple reasons, which we could talk about, you know, for a long time. But when men are attracted and they are up for it, because we have the focus power, we can go a long way fast. Yeah, we can really become something awesome. So the fact that you're here as a man, a spiritual warrior, is a really wonderful, wonderful thing. It's actually a rare thing. I hope you realize that it's actually not very common. And what a blessing it is for you and for everyone else. So I just want to acknowledge all the brothers, because there's a lot of other things that other men are into that obviously you've decided to move away from in order for you to be here. So I felt that it was needed to, from the heart, you know, just to give gratitude and let you know you really are in a position to go a long way very, very fast. This is a very special blessing that men have because of the focus, because of the ability to hold the vision, focus on one thing, focus your mind, focus your attention, hold the nishchay, and just stick with it again and 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 again until you get it, and then do it again and again and again, and just basically keep doing it the rest of your life. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, Nick and I, our you know, hope for you and desire for you is that you really do go for it, because what a blessing you're going to be for everyone in your life, and, of course, mostly for yourself, but everyone else is going to benefit as well. So I just think it's a fabulous thing that the men are here doing the work. Thank you very much. Fantastic.
So let's just recap, make sure you understand what's going on here. We're not saying that it's bad or wrong to feel as a man. We're not saying it's bad or wrong to cry as a man, to be in touch with your feelings. What all we're saying is the masculine nature, men predisposed to burning focus and certainty. We have a different process, obviously, than the woman. And the woman needs us to hold a certain position. And that position, the foundation of that is faith, certainty, nishchay. Burning, burning, burning certainty in who we actually are. This certainty already exists inside of us, and we need to find that place and go deeper within it. Once we find it, once we connect it with it, just like we did in a few very short minutes just then, we can live, literally live from that place, but it requires a warrior attitude. It requires a badass warrior attitude where you're burning with an energy that defines your energy field. Like if you could use a super tech camera or something, and you could photograph or film your auric field and the geometry of your energy field, you would see that it is in a constant flux. And you would see that depending on what you're looking at in the world, and how you're responding to that hormonally, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, which is electrochemically. So how you're responding to things electrochemically and electromagnetically is changing the way that that field is organized. We are living in chaos and confusion. 99% of what you hear and read coming from the New Age community, the so-called enlightened spiritual community in the world, is pure, unadulterated bullshit, designed specifically to keep us in a never-ending process of emotional stuff, which reinforces consistently who we are not. That's what it does. And creates drama, and as long as we've got plenty of chocolate and cuddle puddles, and we can have hug parties, we're okay. We're okay. We can manage it. But a real spiritual warrior understands that all this is illusion and doesn't want anything to do with it in a part of themselves. And when you withhold a part of yourself from the world and from all the bullshit, and you give that part of yourself to God through faith, when you walk through this world, your field is organized. You're coming from a different place within yourself. You're holding a different pattern, a different geometric structure in your field, and you're moving through the soup with a whole different vibe going. And women will entrain to that. They will entrain to it. And they will naturally self-organize. And they will naturally flow and glow from that self-organization. And you can just, you know, let them get on with it. I watch, you know, I witness it all the time. It's the way it works. You, as a man, you don't have to do very much, but you do have to do the thing that you have to do. You have to be a real man. You have to use your masculinity to anchor into, through the burning certainty, the anchor point where you can actually hold the foundation of what it is. And then the woman, you know, will just, you know, absolutely get into her thing and flow and glow from that. So if we're all doing that, whether you have a woman or you don't, if we're all doing that, the world's a better place. But you have to walk through it like a warrior burning, because 99% of the people you're going to come across, more than that, are disorganized, in chaos, and in flux patterns that if you're not anchored in the depth within yourself, will throw you into it. You'll entrain to that. So you have to keep a part of yourself burning with an intensity where you're not interested in this energy, in this frequency, in this pattern. Even if you can't see it, even if it's not that obvious, I mean, most of it's obvious. You really open your eyes. You know, it's like the emperor's new clothes. It's becoming increasingly obvious how much bullshit there is in the world and how much information overload there is that just promotes more and more and more confusion and diffusion of energy instead of focus. So we need to turn that on the head. The world model is upside down. Turn it on the head. And what have you got? You've got focus on a single point, and that's your innate, natural connection to God, period. And as a man, that's what you need to walk through the world with. That's what a real warrior is. That's what a real warrior is.
That's right, absolutely. And I grabbed Ariel briefly because I felt it would be useful, I think, for the men and women listening to this to hear from a woman's perspective quickly how men being focused, you know, she lives with me, you know, she works with me, time, and when we're focused on our game, yeah, and we're coming up with ideas and creating stuff, how does that make you feel?
Yeah,
you can just speak.
You guys still there? I think we lost Mike and Ariel. Or something happened. So,
all right.
So what are we?
Yeah, our phone just dropped.
You guys, you guys still there?
Yeah, yeah. We just got disconnected for a second.
Yeah. So. I of course, coming in kind of in the middle of the call, so I don't know exactly what was shared, but I can say it's really important to both realize that we're souls. You've been a man and a woman, and that's, like, first and first. And, from there, we need to know our roles, so as you're in a male body, it's very important to be focused, to be clear, to be creating, to be solid. It's very much a woman's body, a feminine role, to sustain, to nurture, and we just make sure everything's kind of comes together. And when we create together in that way, there's harmony, there's dharma, there's the world, and the way it is today is extremely dysfunctional. Nobody's kind of really aligned with their roles. It's very body conscious. We're kind of, I think it was said earlier, women are acting as men and men are acting as women, and it's all confused. But just realizing that you're a powerful soul, first of all, and second of all, just aligning with and owning just the beauty and power of your role, and enjoying that and expressing that in, the purest and most powerful way. Is there anything else you want to say? Is that helpful?
Yeah, I just thought that might be a helpful perspective from a woman, rather than just us talking. So thank you very much. Great. Yeah, I just felt that would be useful. And as you can see, when we feel solid and we fulfill our role, it allows everyone else to fulfill their role, and then we create dharma. We're all in alignment with the eternal laws of nature behind everything. And also, I just wanted to also mention that as you feel more solid in yourself, you can let go of some of the stereotypes of men and women, and you can be a little bit eccentric, and you can, like Nick and I, when we were in Hawaii, we might have like flowers in our ears or something, or wander around wearing, very light, floaty sort of clothes and stuff like that. And it's not like a problem to do that, because we know that we're locked into a power, So if you want to grow your hair or you want to wear a pink shirt or something, it's not a big deal, But when people are not secure in themselves, then they feel they have to wear all these macho things and, like, drive the big car and all that to sort of make up for a lack of masculinity, or they don't really have that power inside of them. So they're creating all the external things to try and make up for something that's missing. So you can become very much more of a holistic, rounded, solid person once you get into that practice and you hold it long enough. So we have a question here, Nick. Do you want to talk about other things first, or should we answer this question? Someone's just raised
their... Yeah, it's a question.
All right. So who is this? It looks like a California number.
This is Michael Hellerslein again.
Hello, brother. How are you doing?
Hey, good.
Wonderful.
So I don't know. First of all, just thank you and wow. And I'm so glad that this is sort of your perspective on things because it's mine as well. And it's also, anyway, I don't want to get into that. I just want to say thank you. So I'm just curious, what should we be doing with our own feminine energy? And I didn't quite understand sort of, one of the things you guys talk about is we have to give up things, right? And one of the things I've given up to do what I'm doing is like a social life, right? Or dating, or like sort of normal things, right? So then it kind of raises the stakes in terms of the role that women play in my life, right? Because now I'm not jumping from woman to woman, but, you know, so then the question would be, like, what is the role of a woman in our life when we're building, you know, should women be in our life when we're building, or do we need to have some base level of stability to really be able to incorporate a woman in our life? That's probably the main question. The other one was just, I'd love to hear more about sort of the process, but maybe all the entire body of teaching is really about the process of connecting to the divine anyway, so maybe you don't have to go into that right now.
Thank you, brother. So the role of women in your life when you're focused on going to the next level yourself, yeah? Is that what you're asking? Are you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, women, you want to talk about it, bro? You go for it.
Well, he just... the first thing he said was asking about, you know, men's, you know, our own feminine nature, yeah? Basically, this is the mechanics. You know, when we say you're giving things up, you're sacrificing things, everything comes in cycles, yeah? You don't want to be dating women that aren't into what you're into. And if you're going through a big change, you have to retract from the world, go through a certain degree of this transformation, and then re-present yourself when, you know, when the time's right. And that all happens through synchronicity and flow. So instead of, like, you know, cruising the net, you know, like, whatever, trying to, or going to places, you know, to try and, you know, meet women and stuff, it just happens. Those things just happen, so you don't have to worry about that one. Now, Number two, a men's feminine nature. The masculine nature is the focused, burning nishche within ourselves. The feminine nature is the tender, receptive, silent, subservient, respectful, humble, receptive aspect of ourselves. And so that's what we meet God with. The reason why God is referred to as He so much, you know, which flips the feminist out, is because it's a masculine, inseminating, indwelling spiritual force that comes into a feminine, receiving soul. We're all feminine. Everything's feminine that receives the spirit coming into it. You understand? But it doesn't mean it's not in the classic sense of masculine and feminine. So your feminine nature basically is tender receptivity to God. And your masculine nature is certainty, burning certainty and focus on that point. That's it. That's all it is right there inside of you. Now what that will do is it will supercharge you. It will supercharge you as the persona, the personality, the man that you are in this world. It will bring that into fruition if you use your masculine and your feminine natures correctly in your own spiritual practice. And as you do that, you will self-organize. You'll become a higher version of yourself. You'll become a more refined version of yourself. You'll become, more an embodiment of the highest possibility of your destiny. See, life's like the waves. The waves, there's waves of infinite possibility coming through creation, infinite possibility. And as a surfer on on, you know, with the opportunity to surf that wave, you have to be in position to be able to catch the wave. And then when you, and then you have to have the ability to catch the wave. And then you have to make a choice when you're riding the wave where you, if you're going to surf the high line or the low line or which line you're going to take. And you're either going to wipe out or you're going to have an, you know, an amazing ride or something in between. So these are all, none of these factors are set in stone. None of these factors are a foregone conclusion. That's what spiritual practice is for, to give the ability to be in position at the right, in the right, absolutely the right timing, and the ability to take off, ride the wave, catch the wave, see the opportunity, and make the most of it, ride that highest line. But you need skill sets in place to do that. Those skill sets exist inside of you already. All you have to do as a man is anchor into that certainty within you. Take the anchor point deep, and then from that burning masculine inner certainty, you can tenderize with your feminine receptivity and receive the blessings of God. Receive the light of God, receive the love of God, receive the grace of God. And it happens through a very specific alchemy, faith being the most important thing, because you need to be certain in order to stabilize in who you actually are. And know, you know, about the soul and understand that it's a focal point within you. And then you need to bring the love in there in order to receive with all of that, you know, with that tender, receptive, loving, grateful, humble, respectful, and reverent nature. Reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude within, in there. Reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. From a focal point within yourself that is tender and receptive. Does that make sense?
Yes, I was writing that down. So our feminine sort of qualities then should be reverence, respect, humility, love, gratitude. And then our masculine qualities would be something like integrity, courage, strength, for example.
Vision, yeah. You know, focus, the best way to think about this, one easy way to think about this, if you get a line, if you imagine you draw a line, straight line, and draw a line down the middle, so you have like one line sideways and one line vertical, right? And on the far, far left is extreme masculine qualities, yeah, extreme. And if it goes too far, it becomes like arrogance. There's a whole bunch of negative, negative descriptions of men, yeah? And on the extreme right side is the feminine qualities and then, like, vanity and all the extreme bad side of the feminine, yeah? And in the middle is neutral, yeah? It's kind of like not one or the other. It's something that applies to both genders. And so what's happened in the world is men, generally speaking, have gone... a lot of normal, you know, mainstream men have gone way too far to the left in their extreme masculine, like, you know, dominating and, like, aggressive and all that sort of thing. And women have gone way too far to the right. What we need to do is be center-left, but not way on the left and definitely not on the right. Yeah. So you still have lots of feminine qualities because we need to be gentle, respectful, sensitive to energy, yeah? Like, Nick and I are very intuitive. We have a huge amount of gratitude. We're humble, yeah? We have many, many feminine qualities. Both of us do, yeah? We also have masculine qualities. So it doesn't mean excluding all the femininity. It just means realizing that you have these masculine qualities in more of abundance normally, yeah? It doesn't have to be massively more, but more so that you can use that in a positive way, in a way that only you can. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess I was looking for ways of being, but yes.
Yeah. But it's just good to understand, like, this, the scale of things, yeah? And you can't, you know, by beingness, when you remove things from your life, unnecessary toxic things, you naturally will become a bit much more of all the good things that you want. You know, all those good things you want are already inside of you now. They're just being suppressed with toxic belief systems and weird habits and all this stuff. Yeah, and when you let go of those things, you just come back into your normal form. So you let go of things on the one side and you focus with a nishchaya on the other side. So you're bringing in the power from one end and you're letting go of stuff on the other side. And what's left over is your natural state after a while. Yeah. And when it comes to women, my greatest tip for you about women is don't think of them as women. Think of them as spiritual beings. Yeah. Think of yourself as a spiritual being as well. Yeah. The best lesson I got when I was growing up, I used to, before I started meditation, I was just into the usual mainstream, lusty male, getting drunk and, looking after, getting laid and whatever. And, and then I realized that it's not the best thing ever. So, started meditation and I was told, first thing, that we're all souls, we're all spiritual beings. And so, I actually took a time away from any sexual relationships completely to just get out of that whole dynamic for a while, yeah, so that I could come back to a sense of power just in myself without that energy. And what I did is I focused on women are not women, they're spiritual beings, beings of light. And rather than treating women as sex objects, they're my sisters, they're soulful beings, and they should be appreciated. And I love women, most of my friends are women. We work with mostly women, we actually don't work with as many, I don't anyway, in our Sibiro training, there tends to be more women. So we obviously love the sisters, of course we do. Yeah, Nick and I love the sisters, we love the brothers, we love everyone, really. And but when you see them as souls, they're spiritual beings, they're not sex objects, you're not running around trying to get laid all the time. That's a spiritual power, yeah? Men need to come away from this lusty, running around energy and have much more respect, yeah? If you can just do that one thing, treat women with respect and see them as souls, that's a massive upgrade right there. Massive upgrade, yeah? And women will love you for that. They'll love you for it. Because they're tired of being looked at as sex objects. Yeah? They're tired of it. So, if you can just love and appreciate the sisters as equals, as spiritual beings just like you, what a wonderful improvement that is.
I love what you're saying in theory. But what about sort of our desire, and the healthier I am, the more I work out, the more like I feel like desire.
Yeah. Sexual energy is all right, you let it come up, but you don't have to act it out, It's another thing for the man to learn how to do is you use that energy to create you don't have just have to create children with that energy, yeah? That's not just for children, not just for sex. It's also for creating other things, yeah? So, you use that to inspire you to be a better person and to go to the next level in your spiritual practice and to, go to the next level in your service, yeah? You use that for service. So, you might think, well, this is all theoretical. I've been practicing these things for 20 years nearly, yeah? So it's definitely possible to do all this stuff. And main thing is the more you practice surrendering and letting go of any negative emotions, judgment, and all those things, as you practice letting go and surrendering negative judgment, yeah, and positionality and being better than everyone and ego, and you go beyond that, all this cravings and desires disappear. Yeah, you're not ruled by them. Yeah, as men, we don't want to be ruled by sexual desire all day long. Yeah, that's not the highest path. I remember seeing an ad on Facebook. It cracked me up. Some guy, I don't know who he is. There's this ad that said, all men need to be ruled by sex and money. They need to have constant desire for sex and money. That's the only thing that is going to motivate a man. And I was like, oh my God, what kind of message is this? Do you know what I mean? Really, yeah? That's the old paradigm. And we need to go beyond that stuff. That hasn't been working out very well. And so as spiritual warriors, we're not just charging around after sex and money all day long, yeah? We use our spiritual energy, our sexual energy, all our energy for nishchay, to hold the power and focus on the vision and move forward with righteousness, you know, with power. So this is a high path. I realize it's a high path. But, you know, you came on superhero training to be a superhero. So, you know, we want to have a high standard for you, and we believe you can pull it off.
Yeah. What about feminine beauty?
What about it?
I mean, is it valid to want a beautiful woman, or is that somehow shallow?
What do you think?
Well, I want a beautiful woman. You're saying that so.
Go for it, bro.
Of course he's not saying he's shallow. Listen, what we're saying is focus on your spiritual practice.
Okay.
Don't try and be anything. Don't try and be anything, especially someone that you're not. Just be yourself and let God work in your heart and your soul and turn you into the real version of you.
Mm.
We love beautiful women, bro. Hey, you're not going to be, a beautiful man is not going to be without a beautiful woman. Of course you're going to be with a beautiful woman, inside and out. That's the way it works. How can it work any other way? But you don't have to worry about that stuff. Don't try and be someone. Positionality, drop it. Get into God connection.
Yeah, I think I was worried about being shallow.
Yeah, if that's all you want, bro, if all you want is a beautiful woman, then obviously, and that you don't care what she's like as a person, obviously that is a bit shallow. But if you focus on your spiritual practice, you drop this sort of desire, I want this and I want that, and you just surrender to the power, you will attract to you the right person who you're very happy with, yeah? And they'll be aligned with you on every level, yeah? Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, you know, they'll look, you know, beautiful to you. It's all good, yeah? Beauty's a wonderful thing, yeah? But if it's only external beauty you're looking for, then I don't think that's going to satisfy you in the long run, yeah?
Right.
It's proven not to work. People who've married just out of attraction physically, it doesn't last very long, yeah?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, and may you have a fabulous relationship when the time is right, but not until then. And in the meantime, enjoy the power, yeah? I went 10 years without a relationship, yeah? On purpose. Mm. 10 years. Hardcore. I mean, I actually had some slight relapses, actually, to be honest. But it was without, like, an official relationship, 10 years, yeah? And I'm glad I did, quite honestly. It did me the world good, yeah? Focusing on myself, my practice, going deep. Really put me in a position where I could be loving, I could be solid, and I could show up in a proper way. So I would suggest don't rush into a relationship. Let it happen. Yeah, RL, she's absolutely wonderful. She came to my house, and she never left. Yeah, literally came to my house, never left. Did I run around after women going to bars? Not at all. She came to me in my house, and I didn't have to go anywhere. So these sort of things are possible when you do the work on yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome, bro. Keep up good work. Fantastic.
So one last point.
Yeah.
One last point I want to make is this question about feminizing men. Why men are being feminized and what to do about it. So we've discussed in this call how to use your masculinity and what real femininity is. The world is offering a counterfeit version of life. The human world, the modern civilization, this pot that we're all contributing to, that we're all trying to be successful in and all the rest of it, it's a counterfeit version of reality. Why men are being feminized is to kill that Nietzsche edge in you so you will accept this bullshit. And you will get into the process and trying to be, you know, a well-adjusted person in this world and just accept this world as reality. But what a spiritual warrior does is you don't accept it. You keep a part of you connected to the real, and you walk through this thing with the attitude of thank you, but no thank you. Bless you, and I don't believe it. I don't believe this. I'm living in another reality. And I'm connected to that right now through my Nitya, through my own masculine focus. Very important. And you can do that all day, every day, no matter what situation you're in. The ego is a prostitute. It prostitutes itself all the time. Through temptation, through seduction, through silly ideas and beliefs, old patterns, conditioning. What we're into is liberation, being liberated from life. And you prove that by experiencing that inner realm in a second. So, as you're moving through this, a real man is extremely discerning about what's on offer. And the world is dressed up to seduce. Beautiful women, you know, are only beautiful from, you know, if there's a certain variety of factors in place, and they can become unbeautiful very quickly. Through the eyes of the ego. And life will, there is an illusory aspect in life, the Hindu mythology, we call it Maya. And it works to seduce the soul through the sensual nature. Lord, come and lick, you know, lick this little thing. Come and, you know, chase after this little thing. You know, invest your energy in this little thing. And you don't want to get trapped in this. Not now. It's not a time for investing in the world right now. It's disinvestment time. Big, 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 big changes coming down. We've been talking about it for the last 10 years. Huge transformation. Imminent. Major. You as a spiritual being, consciousness, do not want to be bound up in this sticky web of this thing that your ego is all about. So be extremely discerning, as you're walking through this temptation route. Very important.
Yeah, there's a lot of distractions. I mean, it's pretty much endless distraction.
Endless.
The world, and right now, all you got to do is turn on your computer, turn on your phone, go online, do anything, and it's distraction, 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 distraction. Walk out the door, distraction, distraction. Unless you're, you know, meditating on a rock all day long, and even then you're going to be attacked by madness in your own mind. So discernment is another male quality you know, and again, masculine and feminine we're talking about. It's not that women don't have any of these things. But discernment is critical, and my general rule of thumb is that pretty much everything is bullshit, pretty much, until proven otherwise. That's my general stance on things. It's BS until proven otherwise, because that is actually far more accurate of an opinion of the state of things in the world at this point in time than it is to say everything's fabulous till proven it's unhealthy. Yeah. So I think a lot of people don't have anywhere near that level of caution. You know, you don't realize you just watch a movie or you just have some random conversation with someone or you agree to something. Next thing you know, you're stuck in something, you know, and it takes possibly years to get out of that sticky thing. You get into a relationship too quickly. How many people right now, how many single mothers are there? Where are all the men? You know, they going into men got into a relationship they didn't really want to be in, got a woman pregnant, couldn't handle it, off they went. Do you know what I mean? This sort of situation's happening all over the place in many, many different ways. So be very, very careful, extremely cautious. Yeah, write down the word caution. Caution is required. Yeah, this isn't paranoia. That's a different word, yeah. Paranoia is not the same as caution. Yeah, discernment and caution are absolutely required. And use your power, your spiritual power, your discernment power, to go in a direction that uplifts you and everyone else, and not a direction that is just a destructive, addictive, sticky, confusing, process-based, complicated, you know, myriad of webs, yeah? Don't get caught in a web. Don't bother creating a web and then getting caught in your own web. Yeah, most people are created this huge web and now they're stuck in it. Yeah, you're probably in a web right now, because unless you've thought about this, you might not have noticed it, but look around and see if you can simplify your life. Cut out everything that's unnecessary so you can focus on the important things, which is what we've been talking about in today's call. And we're going to keep talking about on all these calls. The main thing, the main thing, the main thing.
Yeah, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's a very, very serious game we're playing here. And life is not what we imagine it to be. Life is not what we're conditioned and programmed to believe it is. It's absolutely not. I came across some information this week. I do a lot of research, and I found something that absolutely blew my mind. You'll like this, Mike.
Nice.
So... here we are in this world today. There's more than 7 billion people on the planet, according to latest estimates, okay? Now, I don't know if that's true, but I do a lot of traveling. And what I notice everywhere I go is there are hordes and hordes and hordes and hordes and hordes of people. Everywhere I go. There is hardly an inch of this place you can go for some peace and quiet where you don't see anyone. And I travel a lot internationally. So let's just say there's 7 billion people on this planet. Now, where did those 7 billion people come from? Well, they had to all have two parents, didn't they? Whether they're a single mother or single father, or their father died or their mother died, whatever. We can all agree on that. They all have to have two parents, yeah? So, that 7 billion becomes 14 billion ancestors required to produce 7 billion people. Every one of those parents had two parents themselves. So if you just consider yourself, you have two parents and four grandparents. and 8 great-grandparents, and 16 great-great-grandparents, and 32 great-great-great-grandparents, and 64 great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, and 128 great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. And you keep going back, okay? If you keep going back, when you get to the year 2000, just 2000 years ago, which isn't very long at all, because where did we all come from? Where did we all come from? Where you either believe in some creation story, some cosmological creation story, mythology, or you believe in evolution. You can't have them both. So we evolved from amoeba billions of years ago, or we're in some creation cycle that lasts for however long your story says it lasts. And there's a huge, huge number of those with vast distances and differences of time cycles between them. So where did you come from? You're listening to this. Where did you come from? If your mother and father had two parents as well, and they, and all the rest of it, all the way back. Just going back 2,000 years, that's all, just 2,000 years, which isn't even in any of the mythological creation stories, and certainly isn't in the evolution thing as the beginning. Just 2,000 years, where there's historical evidence of all these things that went on, that were going on 2,000 years ago, all these, the world was like this, civilizations, blah, blah, blah. 2,000 years ago, in order for you, just you, to be alive in this world, just you, there must have been, for you to be alive today, if you have those parents, grandparents, and all the rest of it, there must have been, in your ancestral lineage, just your family tree, only yours, not the 7 billion other people, only yours, there must have been 254 sextillion people in the world. 254 sextillion, 340 quadrillion, 250 trillion people in the world. And a trillion is a billion, billion or whatever. So where did all your ancestors come from? Where did they all go? Was there really, did you really, was there really 254 sextillion people in the world just to produce you? Of course there wasn't. Let alone multiplying that by 7 billion. So what's going on? Where are you from, really? What's going on? How did you get here? Is creation true? Is evolution true? Is any of this true, or is it all just a lie to trap consciousness in the matrix? And is your ego the anchor point to that trap? And everything that you see and perceive around yourself as reality and believe, because you've got a mum and dad, or you had a mother and father, and you have your grandparents so you can remember them, and they have theirs because they told you about them, and you've seen the photographs, and there's this, that, and the other. And then there's history. But hang on a minute. You can't even go back. You can't even go back 1,000 years without it blowing the whole thing to smithereens. So what's going on? And what we say is that none of this is true at all. None of this is actually real. It's all just stories that consciousness is clinging to. So be careful what stories you're believing and how much emotional investment there is in that story that gets you stuck in that sticky thing that now is getting very, very serious and very obvious that this is not a fun party. This human story very well may be not have a happy ending. But the spiritual story, that's a whole different deal. And what we're into is we're not saying it's this way or that way. What we're saying is you are a spiritual being. And you need to focus on the only power that can liberate you in the matrix. And then you can see the thing through different eyes. Then you can experience reality in a different way. And that is an eternal investment, not a short-term one in something that has huge question marks around the validity of its own reality.
So we'll just let you consider this. The only thing really you can be certain of is that you are experiencing something right now. That's it. You are having an experience right now, and that's the only thing you can be sure of. Because it's happening right now. And all this other stuff, like Nick was saying, it's all just an elaborate story, an elaborate dream. And what we're encouraging you to do is awaken from the dream. The dreamer must awaken. The dreamer must awaken.
Good, good, good. Well, thank you, everyone, for being on this call. And keep sharpening the sword. All is well if we're being who we actually are. And staying focused in that tender receptivity to the almighty salvation. So we have another call coming up in a few days. I think Ariel and I are doing one on prayer and meditation on Saturday or Sunday. So stay tuned for that. Pray tuned. We're sending you lots of love and blessings. Are you still there, Brother Michael?
I am.
Are we gonna stay on the line and have a chat? Or are we gonna call back, or what are we doing?
Yeah, we'll have a chat. I'll let you know. In a minute.
All right.
So yeah, thank you for being here, everyone. And as always, think for yourself. Think deeply. Don't get caught up in processing to the point you don't get to the point. But be very awake. You know, wake up to who you are. Subhiro training, we emphasize the practice, the practice, the practice, the daily practices, meditation, prayer, focusing on the important things you need to do and reflecting on your day as you go to sleep. So make sure you stay with the practices. Keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the training. It's all about learning and applying, 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 learning and applying. And go out there as playing the role that you play as a man, even though you're not really a man, you're a spiritual being, but a spiritual being in a male role. Go out and play your role well. Treat the women with love and respect as souls. focus, 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 focus on the point, on the point, on the point. God is the point. Feel the power. And then charge, 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 charge ahead on your mission with ease and joy. So thank you so much, and we will be connecting with you very soon. Sending you lots of love and aloha.
Aloha.